How are you doing? That's good. Okay, so we are carrying on with the armor series. Last week we did the sword of the spirit, and today we're doing the power of prayer. Can we just quickly pray before we start? Father God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for your presence. Holy Spirit, we invite you into this service. I just pray for the atmosphere that you're just here with us, and as we dive into this word, Father God, that you bless it and that you're here with us. In Jesus' mighty precious name we pray. Amen. Awesome. So our anchor scripture that we've been referring to is Ephesians 6, and today we're going to be focusing on that last part where it says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. So just before we start, I'd like you guys to just discuss this question. What do you think it means to pray in the Spirit, and how will it help us in spiritual warfare? I'll give you 2 minutes. So we're just going to look at what prayer means. Prayer is a mutual contact between man and God. Prayer is connecting to God. Prayer is a direct line to God. Prayer is paying attention to God. And prayer is conversation with God. So as we can see, every definition here, the main focus is God. So sometimes in life, you know, we kind of tend to make it about ourselves that God this, please help me with this, God I'm struggling with this, but we tend to forget who the ultimate focus is, because all our power, our strength, our courage all comes from God. So I just want you to remember that every time you pray, you mustn't forget who the ultimate focus is. And there are different types of prayer. So there's prayer of faith, there's prayer of agreement, there's which is also known as corporate prayer. There's prayer of request, which is also known as petition or supplication. There's prayer of thanksgiving, prayer of worship, prayer of consecration, prayer of intercession, prayer for justice, and praying in the Spirit. Okay, so now we're just going to go through understanding the power of prayer and what it does for us in our lives. Okay, the first one, it gives us peace of mind. Laying our burdens down, giving them to God, gives us peace knowing that they are no longer in our hands, but God in God's hands. We see in Philippians 4, verse 6 to 7, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So for me, the best part about this verse where it says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So praying is not just like, I'm just saying some words and then they just go nowhere. So for me, when I pray and I'm just like, I'm having just a terrible week or just a terrible day, I sometimes just say, you know what, God, I'm just tired, I'm weak, I just need some peace to just be able to know that I can survive this week. And somehow God always provides that for me. He's just so, God is amazing, guys. Like, God's not just gonna leave you out there to suffer. And you know, he's always there. When you ask for it, he'll give it to you. The second one we're gonna look at is prayer actually comforts us and strengthens us. God always comforts us, and strengthens us through prayer and by reading his word. In 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3 to 4, it says, praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. So prayer is also another way that we can also get comfort from God. So there are times, you know, I sometimes feel lonely, like, I know I have friends, I know I have family, but there are times I just feel like lonely and I'm just like, I have no one in my life. And there are times I just go into the presence of God, just listen to gospel music and just talk to God. And God just comforts me. You know, he reminds me of his love for me. And, you know, it's very important to always constantly remember what God has given to us. And I always remember by reading his word and just by listening to music that actually helps me feel his love and his presence. The third thing prayer does for us, we get wisdom from God. God gives us wisdom to help us make decisions, but we need to ask and have faith that he will. In James 1, verse 5, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. So what's important for me from this verse is that you need to believe. You can't just, you know, ask God for something and the next thing you're saying, oh, I don't think God's going to come through, God this, God that, you know. And it's important to always have that faith that, you know, God will show up, that God is going to do what he does best. And sometimes we have our own notions of how we want God to show up. And it's very difficult because then sometimes you might miss what God might do for you. So I encourage you to always have faith and believe that, you know, God will show up. And the fourth thing it does for us, it helps us avoid and fight temptation. Prayer keeps us focused on God's will and helps keep our attention away from temptation. I'm going to read the verse from 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. It says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you to be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way so that you can endure it." So guys, we're tempted every day in our lives, be it small, be it big. And for me, what I've realized, the more I spend time in prayer and the word, I always ask God, you know, just can you help me in certain situations? Because there are times I'm just like, yo, you know, there's certain times I'm like, for example, I am not supposed to be eating chocolate, right? So I'm just like, yo, that chocolate though, it's sitting there, I want it. And you know, it's you need to practice restraint and you need to be able to say, you know what, okay, God, please give me the strength to fight the temptation to pick up that chocolate. And it's, you know, it sounds stupid, but then you need to think about the power that, you know, we get from God. You get restraint, and it's sometimes I'm just like, wow, now I just walk past the chocolate, I'm like, yo, me, I'm stronger than you. So it's very important that, you know, we get our strength from God, guys. And temptation is real. I don't want to lie to you. And there's so many other temptation things that I haven't mentioned. Like, it could be sinning. It could be saying swear words. It could be things like that. And the power of God actually does help you to actually stop doing all those things. And number five, prayer helps us get forgiveness of our sins from God. When we go before God in prayer and confess our sins and repent, we will be forgiven. So this is also another way that we can actually communicate with God. So when we sin, it's like we feel far from God because sin is separating ourselves from God. So by us going before him in prayer and saying, you know what, Father, that I've sinned, I pray that you forgive me of my sins and I pray that you just wash me clean with the blood of Jesus. And that's just, you know, bringing you closer to God again. So it's another way to constantly go back to God and, you know, just to connect with him again. Number six, it's a way to help others. Praying for others can help them in so many ways. In James 5, verse 16, it says, "Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." So remember a few weeks back, we learned about righteousness, right? The breastplate of righteousness. So now that you have the armor of God on, right, you're now righteous. So when you now pray for other people, your prayer is going to be powerful and effective. So don't think, oh, okay, I'm praying for my friend, yada, 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 I'm just saying words. What you're actually saying is you're helping your friend because you're activating the angels in the spiritual realm to help your friend on their behalf. Sometimes your friend or family member or whoever doesn't have the strength to pray, but by you helping your friend by praying for them, you're actually helping them. So don't take it lightly that, oh, this prayer is just like, whatever, let's just quickly pray and get it over and done with. It's powerful because you are a righteous person and your prayer is powerful and effective. And number seven, it's a way to get healing and deliverance. You know, sometimes we need to tap into prayer to get healed and get delivered from certain things in our lives. In James 5, verse 14 to 15, it says, Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. So you see, There again, highlighted in green, it says prayer offered in faith. So we can see that faith and prayer go hand in hand. You can't just pray and, you know, there's no faith, because it's like you're talking to God because you can't see God, right? That's also faith. You believe God's there. So when you pray as well, the words you're praying, you're having faith that they'll be activated. Okay, so now we're going to look at how we can use the power of prayer in our lives. The first one is, we're going to be able to use the power of prayer to teach us how to use the weapons God has given us. So in battle, you can't use a weapon that you don't know how to use. Like, you can't go to war and say, okay, I'm going to pick this weapon up. I'm going to figure out how I'm going to use it. By then, you're trying to figure out you're going to get attacked because you're not prepared. So when you read your Bible and when you pray, you're actually preparing yourself for battle. That's how I like to view it for my life personally, because I'm actually reading the Bible and I'm actually like learning the different verses that I can actually use for battle. So I'm like, okay, fine. I use this when I'm depressed. I use that when I'm angry. I use this when I'm just like frustrated. And the more I do that and the more I engage in prayer, I'm actually training and preparing myself for battle. So when I face things in my life, I'm not caught unprepared. I'll be ready because I've prepared myself through prayer and through the Word of God. So I encourage you to constantly engage with the Word of God and in prayer, and just, you know, hype yourself up. Like, it's amazing. For me, sometimes when I'm just like, yo, I feel like something bad is just not on, like things are just happening, I just get into the presence of God and I hype myself up using the Word, saying, you know what, I can do all things and God's there for me. Okay, I've got this weapon, I can attack this way. And I'm not sure if you guys remember the story in the Bible where Jesus was tempted by Satan and in the desert. And Jesus kept responding by saying, it is written, by referencing the Word of God. So for me, when I read that, I was just like, if Jesus constantly had to refer to the Word of God as a weapon, what more do we? Like, we need to constantly also refer to the Word of God to be able to attack the things in our lives. That's how powerful the Word is. And Jesus managed to overcome that temptation. So I really, really encourage you to just, even if it's picking a few verses in the Bible that you can actually keep in mind, saying that when something comes your way, you can say, it is written, it is written. Okay, the second way that we use the power of prayer is to strategize and prepare for battles to come. We need to make time to be alone with God, to touch base, and to strategize. We need to be in tune with God's plan. So there are two ways that we can actually go deeper with God. And the two that I'm going to mostly focus on is fasting and speaking in tongues, which is also known as speaking in the Spirit. So these usually go hand in hand with prayer. So the first one we're going to look at is fasting. Fasting is silencing and depriving our flesh from pleasurable things for a period of time so that we can focus on God. So for me, at first, I never used to understand what fasting was. I was just like, I'm just starving myself, yo. Like, I don't see the point. I'm not really understanding. But the more I engaged with the Word of God and just asking God, saying, okay, God, what does this mean? Like, what does it do for me, like spiritually and just as a person? And what I realized when I fasted is my spirit was more sensitive to what God was saying to me. I was more alert, basically, to hear what God was saying, and I just felt the presence of God more because I kept reading the Bible and saying, okay, God, can you reveal this to me? Can you just help me? Because I just want to understand what is happening. And it's amazing. Like, I was just like, wow, okay, this is what it's all about. And it's a deeper level with God because it's very intimate. So for me, that's another way you can actually go deeper with God is by fasting. And the second one is praying in the Spirit, which is also known as speaking in tongues. You know, there'll be times you'll feel weak and don't have the words or strength to pray. This is a good time to pray in the Spirit. In Romans 8, verse 26 to 27, it says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. In our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. So, this is a big deal because, you know, when you speak in tongues, when you give the Holy Spirit the opportunity to intercede for you on your behalf, he is probably praying, like, you don't know, he's praying for things that you don't haven't even asked for yet, things that you don't even know are going to happen. And the beauty about it is that it's secret language. It's like, you know, secret laws between, it's just God is the only one who understands. So it's not just like, you know, the devil doesn't understand tongues. So that's the beauty about it, because it's a powerful weapon. So you, when you pray in tongues, it's like you're activating angels in the spiritual realm to fight on your behalf. And the beauty about it is the devil does not understand. So the devil can't counter attack saying, okay, fine, I'm going to attack this way because they've prayed for this. That's the beauty about it. And I just encourage you, for me, when I actually started speaking in tongues, at first I was just like, I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what's coming out of my mouth. And it was scary, to be honest with you. But, you know, the revelation God gave me was that just have the faith. You know, you need to have faith. Faith is a big part of this, guys. You need to have faith that what's going to come out of your mouth, God understands. You might not understand what you're saying, but God knows what you're saying. And what you're saying is, it's so powerful that you have no idea. Like for me, I don't know if you have, there are times in your life where you feel like you have this feeling that something is wrong, like something is bothering you, but you can't quite put your finger on it. And for me, when that happens, I just start speaking in tongues because I don't know what to pray for, because I don't know what's happening. And the moment that, as I carry on speaking in tongues and, you know, engaging, that feeling slowly goes away. And for me, I just say to myself, I'm just going to have the faith to know that, you know what, whatever it was, God has taken care of it. So I encourage you, if you don't speak in tongues yet, don't feel like it's not for you. It's a gift that's available to all believers. And if you'd like to speak in tongues after the service, you can speak to the leaders and they can pray for you. Okay, so now we're going to explore the power of prayer. I'd like you guys to discuss these three questions. First one is, have you ever experienced the power of prayer? If so, how? The second one is, what do you understand about speaking in tongues? The third one is, how do you prepare yourself for battle? Okay. So just to wrap up, I just want to read this text from the Barnes Notes, the Heritage Edition, volume 12, page 133. It says, no matter how complete the armor, no matter how skilled we may be in the science of war, no matter how courageous we may be certain that without prayer we shall be defeated. God alone can give the victory, and when the Christian soldier goes forth armed completely for the spiritual conflict, if he looks to God by prayer, he may be sure of a triumph. So for me, this was just, it summed everything up for me, how powerful prayer is, because yes, you have the armor on now, you're ready for battle, but then if you don't have that connection with God, like, you know how soldiers are constantly communicating with the commander-in-chief to get instructions, if you're not in tune with the commander-in-chief, you're going to be lost, because you're not going with everyone else, you won't be on the same page. So for me, this was just like, wow, like prayer is a constant communication, constantly connecting to God. So think about it as using a walkie-talkie, like when you pray, you're basically talking to God and, you know, getting those instructions. So I encourage you to study the word and understand the weapons you have in your possession and, you know, seek God's counsel. Like just, you know, engage with God, like read the word, pray, and just equip yourself to be ready for when things come your way. Okay, awesome. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you for today. Father God, we thank you for your presence. Father God, we thank you that you are here with us, Father God, as we engaged with the power of prayer, Father God. I just pray for these teens as they go out into the world that you help them understand the power prayer has, Father God, that as they continue their journey with you, Father God, that they pray more and they engage more with you, Father God, that they begin to understand the amount of power it has, Father God, that through you, we are powerful, that we are able to do a lot of things just by praying, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, for all the lessons that you're going to teach us through your word, just through praying and just fellowshipping with you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're continuously pursuing us, Father God, and that your love is just overflowing for us, Father God. We thank you for your blessings, and we bless your name. And I just pray, Father God, that they feel more ready, Father God, for when battles come their way, Father God, that they're not afraid to fight because they have your word and they have your strength with them, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, and we just bless your name. In Jesus' mighty precious name we pray. Amen. You're going to get daily devotions. So if you're not on the WhatsApp group, please write your name down and you're going to get daily devotions, and they're going to be awesome. And next week, we are doing the reality of warfare. So please come, guys. It's the last sermon for this series. It's going to be awesome. Awesome. Have a good week, guys.